Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here. Sunday morning. What a mess the world is in. With us today is Gordon Chang and his Twitter handle, at Gordon G. Chang. Sign up to his Twitter handle. Gordon Chang, good morning on Sunday morning. What the heck is going on?
Well, China is a mess. They've got twin problems internally. One of them is the flooding, which is getting worse and worse. And the other is the Delta variant. There was the outbreak that they say started on July 20. Now has spread to most of the country, including the big cities like Beijing. China has really no answer to it. So it's got two internal problems, and it doesn't really have the ability to deal with either of them right now.
You know, they let it loose. You know, God punishes. You know, they let it loose on the world. They protected themselves from the original COVID-19. They let it loose on Europe. They let it loose on the United States and didn't tell anybody. Now, I guess it's payback time. What else do you think you can tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, people around the world have been talking about karma when it comes to China and COVID-19. It appears that it started in a lab in Wuhan. But the one thing we know, John, is that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, took steps in 2019 and early 2020 to release this virus on the world. He lied about contagiousness. He knew it was highly contagious, told the world it was not. And then while he was locking down his own country, he was pressuring other countries not to impose travel restrictions and quarantines on arrivals from China. And it was those arrivals that spread this disease around the world. It should not have left China. Right now, it's come back, and Beijing has had a zero COVID policy, but the bug doesn't respect it.
I guess worldwide, it's a big problem. I mean, what are the Chinese doing? Have they isolated their cities from travel?
Yes, they've employed the draconian methods that they started with in Wuhan in 2019, which means that, for instance, they say there was only one case of COVID in a worker at the Ningbo port, but they shut down that facility, which is the third largest container port in the world. Now, I tend to think that there were more than just one infection, but this is what they do. And also there's mass testing. So, for instance, in Nanjing, which is where China says the Delta variant entered the country, some people have been tested three times. Some people have been tested nine times. So it's a method of just trying to overpower the disease, which is not working. And Chinese propaganda is now starting to signal that they're going to have to move away from their zero COVID policies.
Now, in addition, last week, was it they sentenced a Canadian citizen for 11 years?
Yes, this was just a couple days ago. This is Michael Spavor. He's a Canadian. He was detained just a couple days after Canadian authorities detained Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of Huawei Technologies, at the request of the United States, which filed an extradition request. China has grabbed two Michaels, two Canadians, Michael Spavor, the one you referred to, and Michael Korvig, and they are awaiting their fates. They also took a Canadian drug smuggler, somebody who was convicted and given a 15-year sentence, and then gave him, in addition, a death penalty, which has just been confirmed. So they're going after Canadians as hostage diplomacy. And this says, John, that China is not safe for foreigners, especially not safe for Canadians, but certainly not safe for Americans either.
Is anybody traveling to China? What's the tourism from the United States?
Tourism from every place is down to almost zero. There is some business travel, but China has been locking down air travel, and this is a COVID measure. So there isn't very much travel these days, but I believe that Americans should not be staying in China, given the nature of China's attacks on the U.S.
If we have another minute or so left, if you were to give advice to Americans, I guess the first one is stay out of China. And the second one is I play this jingle on radio in the afternoon sometimes. See the USA in a Chevrolet. Do you remember that old song?
I have a Chevy Cruze, John. I love my car, and we do see the USA in it because we travel around. We try to stay off the planes as much as possible. So when we have to go somewhere, Most of the time we drive. And yes, they should stay out of China. They should also stay out of Hong Kong. And whether you drive a Chevy or not, this is a great time to tour our country.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, thank you so much for coming on and always letting the American people know what's going on.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you.